Today on Gardening in a Minute, herbal vinegars. One of the many pleasures of gardening is growing delicious things to eat. You can even make your own herbal vinegars with herbs like dill, parsley, thyme, or mint. Herbal vinegars can be used in salad dressings, marinades, and basting liquids, as well as in many dishes like scrambled eggs and stir fries. For full flavor, make sure to use the right part of the herb. Any herbal vinegar recipe should tell you which parts of the plant to use. After picking and drying them, pack the herbs into a large jar, cover them with near-boiling white vinegar, and let the mixture steep for a few weeks. When it's ready, filter out the herbs. Put it in a fresh jar, seal tightly, and put it in the fridge for future delicious use. For more information about herbs, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering and fertilizing houseplants. Houseplants add color and warmth to your home, and if you choose the right plants, they can be easy to care for. How you water and fertilize your houseplants depends on a lot of factors, including the container type and plant species. With most plants, it's best to let the upper inch of soil dry between waterings. When your plant does need water, make sure to water it thoroughly. Apply room temperature water until it runs out of the bottom of the pot. Be sure not to let the pot stand in water. Most indoor plants grow fairly slowly, so they won't require much fertilizer. Fertilize them every few months with a complete fertilizer. You can buy it in many different forms. Just follow the label instructions. For more information about houseplants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hanging baskets. Looking for an easy way to brighten up your home? Hanging baskets add color and interest and bring plants to eye level. There are many types of hanging containers available, including lined wire baskets, plastic containers, and terracotta pots. For your hanging baskets, use a well-drained media and water as needed. Baskets outside will require more frequent watering. Your plant choices are practically endless. Cascading plants are used most often, but can be combined with other plants, expanding your options. Narrow-leaved bromeliads or ferns are good choices. Bright cherry annuals like trailing vinca and ivy geraniums do well in the sun, while coleus, wax begonias, and impatiens prefer the shade. Plant hanging baskets and bring the plants into view. For more information about hanging baskets, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, palms. Palms add that tropical feel to your landscape and are beautiful year-round. You can choose from many varieties, and some of them can be grown throughout the state. Container-grown palms can be planted at any time of the year. The best time to plant field-grown palms is during the spring and early summer when soil temperatures are rising. Don't plant your palm any deeper than it was in the original hole, and have patience. Newly transplanted palms probably won't produce much new top growth during the first year after transplanting because most of their energy will be channeled into growing roots. Be sure to irrigate your palm frequently during the first few months to help get it established, and then fertilize it 4 to 5 times per year with a palm fertilizer. For more information about palms, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Old World Climbing Fern. Parts of Florida are under attack, not by an army of soldiers, but by invasive plants like the Old World Climbing Fern, which is taking control of 100,000 acres in Florida. Old World Climbing Fern has wiry fronds that twine their way to the tops of trees, smothering entire sections of forest. It can also make wildfires much worse by acting as a conduit for the flames. This plant can be treated with herbicides, but eradication is especially difficult in isolated areas. In 2005, a special moth was released in southeast Florida as the first biocontrol agent, though it may be several years or decades before the insect's effects are known. Be part of the solution. Learn to identify and control this rapidly growing invasive exotic. For more information about Old World Climbing Fern, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.